Bill Klaproth here for Radio MD, talking with health pioneer Natasha Trenev, founder of a company she started over 32 years ago, one of the most well-known and respected probiotics companies, Natron. Natasha, thanks so much for being on with us today. We appreciate it. Let's just jump right in quickly. Can you tell us what probiotics are and why they are essential for health?
Well, probiotics is a term that literally means for life, whereas antibiotics means against life. And it's the use of live beneficial bacteria to positively impact the ecology in our gut, which is teeming with 100 trillion microorganisms. And that composition of microorganisms affects every aspect of our health, every waking minute of the day.
So this is the good bacteria in our systems.
Right. It's like if you knew about your ecology internally, you know you want to supply it with good bacteria to keep the optimal balance in your favor, because not all bacteria are functioning in your gut in your favor.
Okay, very good. So why did you feel there was a need for a company like Natron to produce a probiotic supplement?
Well, first of all, may I say that my family were the pioneers in introducing natural yogurt and liquid acidophilus in the mid-1960s while I was still a high school student at Hollywood High School, I may add. And, you know, I felt the need to introduce the concept of probiotics to the American health food industry, and I educated in Canada, Mexico, Europe, Australia, and so forth. And I'm affectionately referred to as the mother of probiotics because I felt that the understanding of these beneficial bacteria could be the hallmark of us making health a real issue. In other words, we impact our health tremendously by understanding why these bacteria are intrinsic to our health and why they control so many functions in our body.
So you've been on the front lines of probiotics for a long time. Do you still feel there's confusion or not enough awareness about probiotics even at this time?
I think there's massive confusion, and that's generated by numerous companies who get their probiotics contract manufactured, and they, you know, specifically target consumers with selected information, and the confusion is watering down the concept and the importance of probiotics. And as the author of two probiotic standards, one read into congressional record, I'm mortified by what's going on in the industry right now.
Okay, so let's talk about food then. So people generally don't know about this, or if they do, they may feel that they might be able to get probiotics through food, but with farming today, conventional farm foods lacking essential nutrients and loaded with chemicals, I mean, it really is tough to get this through diet nowadays. Is that correct?
Yes, even if you get a probiotic yogurt or a probiotic food, that only enhances the value of the food and makes it a functional food, but is not an adequate or a controlled source of beneficial bacteria to regularly impact that ecosystem that I talked about.
So hence the need for a supplement to get the proper amount of probiotics in your system then, right?
That is correct. And it's a lengthy topic, but I can just say that in the last 30 years, the evolution of bad bacteria or pathogenic bacteria to an antibiotic resistance associated with this bacteria, which is now even a big concern by the World Health Organization, is what's in our food supply around us. And so, therefore, our foods that generally used to provide us with protection are no longer strong enough to provide that protection because we have changed the environment.
So that's why we need them, and that's why we need a supplement like Natron. So why is Natron then the best probiotic supplement to choose?
Well, the reason that Natron is the best supplement to choose, this is making probiotics is rocket science, and we are dedicated. We research, formulate, and manufacture our own product under very strict conditions because you're trying to produce a living microorganisms and have it, you know, survive shelf life and the gastric juices in order to enter your GI tract and impact your health. And there's so much misinformation about what makes a product stable or what it can take to survive shelf life and handling to the point of ridiculousness. And what many consumers get is a feeling that, oh, you know, I've tried probiotics and they don't really help me. So the introduction to inferior probiotics can turn people off to the whole concept. And so this is what's very troubling to me.
I can see where that would be an issue. But for a consumer then, obviously you being on the front lines of probiotics for many, many years and basically introducing it to us, can certainly have confidence in Natron that you are making this product correctly. Like you said, it is rocket science. So the consumer can have confidence in the Natron probiotic supplement, correct?
That is correct. And first of all, I can just say simple things because I don't want to get too technical, is that forget about the so-called shelf-stable products. They cannot be proved to be potent when they're tested off the shelf, and there's no government regulation or oversight, and even people who are testing these products get paid by the manufacturer for the testing, and so the reporting is not quite accurate as to what's really in the product. And also, bacteria don't play nice. We see a number of contract manufactured product that's on the shelf, you know, that lists like 8, you know, 6, 10 microorganisms in one product. And unless you have a methodology to keep these microorganisms separate, they're going to compete with each other in the bottle. You don't know what you're getting when you consume the product. So how do you know what's impacting that very complex ecosystem inside your GI tract that you're trying to enhance in the first place with probiotics?
Okay, and on top of that, you know, you've got it. There are different probiotics for different needs in the body, right?
That is correct. It's not just an age issue. Some people artificially try to tell you it's a men's probiotic or a women's probiotic. It's totally ridiculous. It's divided by what bacteria is best for your small intestine, what bacteria is best for your large intestine, what is for your transient flora, what should be given at birth, and what can be given later on in life. So you have to really get your product from a company that specializes in this and is an expert in this field and does their research to make sure that the story they're telling you is the accurate story.
And you can find all this information on your website, correct?
That is correct.
All right, Natasha, thank you so much for spending time with us today. Gosh, we could talk a lot about this, but for somebody interested in probiotics and Natron, all you have to do is go to natron.com. That's N-A-T-R-E-N, Natron. So just visit natron.com. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.